We want to report now on a standoff between the courts and California's state prison system, one of the country's largest, and one that has been judged to be overcrowded and underfunded, with prisoners facing inhumane and unsanitary conditions, such as lack of access to clean water. This has been going on for years. Federal judges have twice threatened to hold Governor Jerry Brown in contempt of court if he does not comply with an order to release 10,000 inmates and transfer 2,600 others who could be exposed to a deadly disease in the state's overcrowded prisons. A hunger strike by prisoners protesting conditions is entering its second week. With us from San Francisco to help us understand what's going on is Michael Bean. He's one of the lawyers who's represented inmates in this very, very complicated case. Michael, welcome.
Thank you, John. It's a pleasure to be here.
So this is a collision, if we can say it, of the criminal justice system, of the prison system, and really a dysfunctional or allegedly dysfunctional mental health system in the state of California. How do you see it?
Well, I think there has been a tremendously dysfunctional prison system that has been unable to deliver a minimally adequate constitutional level of health care to the prisoners incarcerated in that system. The result has been, tremendous suffering, unnecessary pain and death. This has been established again and again in several different lawsuits in California that are proceeding. Despite these findings by these courts that have already been upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court, our governor, Jerry Brown, has refused to comply with the court orders to reduce the population so that health care can finally be delivered in a minimally adequate, humane way.
What is the mental health care piece of all of this, and what is the sort of fiscal overcrowding sense of all this here?
Well, the mental health care is a case that we brought initially, believe it or not, in 1990. We have got a judgment in 1995 that on behalf of a class of all prisoners with serious mental illness, and that California was violating their constitutional rights. It was not providing minimally adequate mental health care, wasn't screening for people, wasn't providing medications, and in fact was also using segregation and punishment to address the mentally ill rather than treatment. Despite many years of attempting to remedy the problems, in 2006, overcrowding in the prison system was so extreme that we in the mental health case and our co-counsel in the medical case brought a motion to reduce the prison populations to address overcrowding, saying that overcrowding was overwhelming all other problems in the prisons and made finishing these cases impossible. Governor Schwarzenegger had declared an overcrowding emergency in the same year. He had said that overcrowding was also a problem that was standing in the way of the prison system doing anything. And that made it more possible. He himself was agreeing that overcrowding was a problem. We went to a trial, and that's the case that was affirmed by the U.S. Supreme Court just 2 years ago in the spring of 2011.
And yet we're still in a situation where there are inmates in the prison, even though there are orders to have them released. Many of these cases are going back to court. I can understand the political sensitivity of a governor not wanting to release inmates into the community, and also a bankrupt state that is not in a position to build a lot of new prisons very, very quickly. We reached out to the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. They didn't have any comment on this case. They said mental health care is not their responsibility. That belongs to the California Department of State hospitals. We've got a hunger strike going on by inmates trying to change this situation, change the standoff. How do you see the state's reluctance to act here?
Well, it's a little bit, I think what needs to be clarified, John, is there's really no, this is really a very similar, as one of the judges has said, to the Southern governors trying just to stand up to the federal courts just on principle. Let me just clarify, there is no fiscal obstacle to doing the population reduction, getting people, diverting people up front from prison saves money. California has terrible sentencing laws. Reforming those laws would save money. We demonstrated at trial that California would save money, improve public safety, and reduce crowding if they adopted measures that many other states, including New York, where you are, have already adopted. New York has successfully reduced its prison population and reduced crime at the same time. And what we demonstrated with experts from around the country is that California, it has a dramatically high rate of incarceration, that and that that rate could be reduced and the prison crowding could be reduced without any effect on crime. And in fact, it's already come down. The prison population has already been reduced substantially since the court order. But Governor Brown has just, you know, dug in his heels on this last sense, last bit.
Although despite the civil rights comparison to the southern governors that you spoke about earlier, the National Guard is not likely to be called out here to release prisoners from prison. And regardless of the outcome of this hunger strike, what do you think is going to change things?
Well, Jerry Brown has said that more recently that he will abide by the U.S. Supreme Court decision this year. He has not been abiding by the U.S. Supreme Court decision of the 2011. He has refused to comply. But he is now, in fact, it's pending right now before Justice Kennedy, a motion to stay the orders of the lower courts pending a new appeal by the California to the Supreme Court. Our briefs are due in opposition to that before Justice Kennedy at the end of this week, and presumably within the next weeks or months, not till the end of next year, but I think within the next month or so, we will hear from the Supreme Court, yay or nay, on whether there will be a stay.
And the standoff will continue until that time, at the very least. Michael Bean, thanks so much.
Sure. Thank you, John.
Michael Bean represents inmates in the California prison system, which is facing court orders to reduce overcrowding.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.